here with us to explain more on the plastic life and how to make a difference is Ali Leclerc, from sustainability consultant from Vegware. Welcome on the show, Ali. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Ali, we'll start with the most obvious question. I suppose, why are plastics so hard to decompose?
Well, the thing is, they've been gone through a chemical process that is not natural. So it's really hard for organisms that usually decompose your food and other things like that to identify this type of chemical components in this new item. So it's just impossible for them to degrade them.
Of course. Now, these are particularly bad for the environment, it being known as plastic pollution. So how detrimental is it? And, you know, what are the kind of effects on the environment that are particularly detrimental?
Well, it's terribly bad because the environment cannot absorb it back. So the thing with plastic, it will break down probably into very small pieces, which then will end up in the oceans or into the land. So it will create a huge amount of contamination. For example, fish, they will eat all these small plastics and they can get killed because of it.
Indeed, which, you know, we never want to see animals killed needlessly, I'm sure. Now, are plastics actually more harmful to our environment or to our bodies? Because it seems like the two are, you know, almost competing for a prize no one would ever want.
Well, I think for both of them, it's just as harmful, you know, because if you put it into the environment, it will kill all the animals and all non-human species. But then if you give it to a human, it will be just the same thing.
Indeed. I suppose part of the challenge for this plastic pollution, I suppose it's not linked to climate change, and it doesn't cause climate change, but it does cause environmental harm. With those two issues, I mean, do they ever kind of cross paths at all, the idea of plastic pollution and climate change pollution or carbon pollution?
Well, I think it does, because if you think about it, plastic is made out of fossil fuels, which is a non-renewable resource, and is one of the main reasons why we have climate change.
Now, biodegradable and compost-ready items, for a want of a better word, there's actually a difference between them that not many people kind of understand or appreciate. I actually didn't know this until you just told me before going on air about the difference between biodegradable items and compost-worthy items. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So if a product is biodegradable, it means that it will degrade into very small pieces. There is no time frame for it. So it can be a couple of weeks, it can be 500 years. There are no industry standards for that.
Okay, wow. So that's quite a range there, from a couple of weeks to 500 years. I suppose, how harmful does that then become to the problem? I mean, are biodegradable products kind of part of the problem as well then?
Oh, absolutely. But when something is biodegradable, you might lead a consumer to think they're doing the right thing when they're really not. They're just creating a different type of waste.
Are there any types of products in particular that appear as biodegradable but do take a long time to decompose?
Well, there are some companies that make, for example, if you see something that says, oh, this is 70% biodegradable, it means that the other 30% is not. So that is just as bad as having a regular item, because it's just absolutely impossible to separate those type of materials into the waste stream.
Okay, and what is the process of a biodegradable subject actually breaking up and kind of biodegrading, I guess?
Well, it just degrades. It breaks down into very, very small pieces. It might leave a toxic residue. So let's say if you put it into the landfill or if you try to compost it, it might be detrimental for the plants and the land where you're placing it.
Okay, now I want to speak a bit more about this idea of plastic. You said 90% of it doesn't get recycled. So what happens to that? Does it go through a process of decomposition, or, I mean, how does it all happen?
No, it doesn't really decompose. Well, it might decompose, but it will take forever to do so. It will pretty much just end up in the landfill or get incinerated. One of the main issues why plastic doesn't get recycled is, especially in the food industry, is because it gets contaminated. So if you have plastic with food, you cannot process it, and vice versa.
And what should the kind of average John citizen do if they want to try and be able to change, you know, their own practices around this stuff?
Well, you know, if you cannot really ban plastic from the world, I don't think plastic is the whole problem. It's the way we use plastic. So if, you know, if it's a product that's meant to last for 500 years, why would you use it in a product that is meant to be used for 15 seconds?
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Ali.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.